what do previous changes in our climate say about the future of the planet? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gabe Bowen, geochemist at the University of Utah, draws modern correlations to prehistoric shifts in our climate.
Humans are introducing huge amounts of carbon to the atmosphere, and at rapid rates. Scientists have known for a century that this carbon will warm the Earth. We debate how painful climate change will be. Wouldn't it be nice if we could know how this would turn out? Wouldn't it be comforting to know such global warming has happened before? It turns out it has, at least once. The Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum was a global warming event 56 million years ago. It's attracted scientific attention because it seems so similar to modern human-caused climate change. Carbon was released to the atmosphere, climate warmed dramatically, and plants and animals raced to adapt. But scientists have struggled to understand how relevant to us this ancient warming event really is. In particular, how the climate responds strongly depends on how quickly carbon is emitted. Was the carbon emission rate during Paleocene-Eocene global warming similar to today's? Working with an international research team, we recently measured the carbon isotope chemistry of soils formed during the ancient warming period. Using core samples of rocks from Wyoming, we found the old carbon emissions probably were almost as fast as those accompanying fossil fuel burning today. So what does this prehistoric climate change mean for the future? The good news is that Earth and most of its life survived, although plants and animals had to migrate thousands of miles to keep up with changing climate. But our study also revealed cause for concern. The release of carbon and resulting global warming 56 million years ago didn't happen all at once, but as a 1-2 punch. It's possible that the second pulse of carbon emission and warming may have been caused by the first. That hints that future human-caused climate change may still have some surprises in store.
That was Gabe Bowen of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. We are stars.